Test.
We're a board podcast, John. I think it, you know what it is?
What?
It's working?
Is it?
John, this is podcast number 50.
Oh, halfway to 100?
Halfway to 100 and two away from one full year of podcast. Even though we've been doing this for one full year, you know how it is.
Yeah.
It's because we're busy men. Busy exactly, all the time, always. But John, we have whole news. Whole lot of news.
Whole news?
We got whole news. 1% and 2%. Get it? Oh my, it's a milk reference, John, for the people who drink milk. Fuck you.
Me?
You're weird.
Sovereign drinks milk.
Sovereign's weird. That is not. Okay. So this time I dedicated a whole section to Spider-Man news because...
We know what happened. I don't know if we should even mention any of it.
All of it.
I didn't see any of it.
So I get to break the news to you, John. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Don't worry. Don't even worry about it. Ready for this? First piece of news. Biggest one yet. Hawkeye poster, baby. They're in an arrow.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're talking about the same poster that we both saw.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's better than almost every other poster ever made by the MCU. Except for... Man, you're supposed to say something.
I don't know which one. They're all pretty shit.
Ant-Man,
yeah. But those like, it's not even the main poster that's really that cool.
But if they just release one, like, right before Hawkeye comes out, they just do the shitty one. Like, no, we're so close. But I guess they don't need to, because it's Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Renner's face. It's just Disney Plus. It's not like it's going to the movie theaters.
And that's because Jeremy Renner's face sells everything.
That's a very good point.
That's why they need to do all the people for the Infinity War poster, because they didn't have Jeremy Renner to just slap on there. Anyway, what else is... Talking about Hawkeye? Talking about Hawkeye, baby? Guess what?
What?
Kingpin, baby.
No.
Episode 4. Anything. 4.
In the post-credits scene, right?
And 4, and then 5, and 6. The 5th.
Yeah.
Whoa. Also, I have some big news for you, John.
What?
In between recording this and The Amazing Spider-Man, I'll show you.
Show me what?
The big news.
He's going to show me his penis.
Why was I thinking the exact same thing?
Oh,
he caught me. I was going to show you my ass this time, John.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I have a thing in there.
A thing in your ass?
Yeah. Can you help?
No.
All right. Next piece of movie news, John. Eternals is rotten. I'm more excited than ever. I hope it's like...
Well, you're just so excited because you hate the director. So like, you could just shit on her.
Exactly. See, if it's actually bad, I'm like, yes, I fucking told all of you.
You're like, no, Ant-Man wasn't even a good movie.
It's a bad movie.
Maybe ring around.
Oh my gosh, John, that wasn't me. John, turn your ringer off. Oh, it's Reddit. Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let me just take a quick break and go on the Reddit.
No.
Kidding.
You get sucked in. Somehow you end up on the Weezer Reddit.
That's what every single time. Because then I swipe to my notifications. It's like, Red Album Rivers is texting you.
He would never text you.
He always texts me. He's like, I love you, Jack. I'm like, no, Red River.
None of them are going to understand any of the things we just said.
We just made no sense. Anyway, because... This just makes this more intriguing. It looked good in my opinion.
What?
Eternals. The trailers looked good.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's bad, is it bad? Or is this like a Joker situation? A controversial movie.
I think we know why Joker was controversial, though.
But why? I don't even remember what.
Because they thought that, like, people were going to go shoot up places because
of it. Yeah, but they're like, bad movie because of it? That just makes people angrier. Yeah. I don't even remember. Like,
that was literally the reason.
Then I made $1 billion because of it. Will Eternals make $1 billion?
No.
Would it have?
No.
Would it have made $800 million?
Maybe. I mean, it could make
a billion. Well, Captain Marvel made $1 billion.
And this could make $1 billion.
Aquaman made $1 billion.
I think it'll make $1 billion.
Spider-Man make $1 billion? The fact that Spider-Man probably isn't going to make $1 billion is so...
It'll make $5 billion.
You wish, John, if only... But COVID, bro. Now, this is fun, John. Fun and underground news from Deadline. Deadpool kills the Marvel Cinematic Universe is a project that they're working on.
No.
Bro, that would be awesome.
But no way they'll do it.
I don't know, man. Disney Plus, get like a CG... Because then he can just call out anything that they can't do and make it funny.
And then Deadpool will just wake up and it's been a dream the entire time.
Oh, my God. Wizard of Oz it. But why would he ever do that?
You know what they should do? They should have him kill off all the X-Men characters in the X-Men universe, and then have, like, at the end, he gets transported to the Marvel universe.
They punish him. Yeah. They're like, he's gonna kill everyone. Or he kills everyone in a branch timeline. Well, that actually is what happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you see, John, the Ant-Man Quantumania logo?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Decipher it, John.
I think this is Quantumania.
Zodiac Killer.
It was Paul Rudd the entire time. Oh my
gosh, it would make sense. He's ancient, but...
He doesn't look ancient.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Paul Rudd looks young.
Ancient is a relative term.
Paul Rudd is ancient in age, but he's not. He doesn't look ancient. That's why he was able to evade...
Ancient in wisdom?
That's why he was able to evade police for so long, because he was probably like 40 when he did it, and they were looking for an older man, exactly. And Paul Rudd looked like probably like 3 at the time.
Still 40.
And now he looks like he's like 30.
Exactly. He's de-aging. Have you seen the new Ghostbusters trailer, John?
That's a good point. Young? He's Benjamin Button.
Oh, no, he what? No, he's not. Benjamin Button.
Do you not know that movie?
Isn't that...
This is a movie with Brad Pitt where he de-ages.
Yeah. That's not... Oh. I thought you were saying played Benjamin Button.
No, you dumbass.
No, you're dumb. That was a stupid way to phrase that. I said
he's like Benjamin Button.
No. Yeah, you said he... No, you said he is Benjamin Button.
Oh, well, then I meant like he's like...
So you're wrong.
No, you're just stupid. You're like... I literally said... No, I literally then said, you know, the movie with Brad Pitt, and you're like...
Yeah, I know the movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I know someone played Benjamin Button. I know Paul Rudd did not play Benjamin Button.
But that's what you made it sound like.
But then when I said Brad Pitt, the movie with Brad Pitt, you should know that I am meaning.
But then I figured it out after that. You're just so dumb. Like the detective I am. Like the Batman.
You wish.
I am as smart as the Batman. But, John, guess what's happening in Ant-Man Quantumania?
What?
Bill Murray, baby. Bill Murray's happening.
You know who he is?
Who? Bill Murray.
He's going to play Dr. Doom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is.
Now he's probably going to play a Kang variant, or he's going to play...
He's Dr. Doom.
Oh, he's going to play the pedophile Ant-Man, or the one who likes to watch girls in the showers.
You?
John, I would never. I don't even like girls, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
Anyway, no. You know, the dude. He's in the shower and shit. And he's small.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good idea. Dude.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, Benjamin Button.
Bill Murray's playing Benjamin Button?
Yep.
Oh, that's a stupid theory.
He's like halfway in the grave.
He is. He looks so old. But he looked so old for so long. He looked disheveled in Ghostbusters, and that was like 50 years ago.
He's an old man. No, he's dead. Like
40 years ago.
I think he'll be dead.
Quick math.
When do you think Bill Murray would die? Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Tomorrow. Please don't die tomorrow. That'd be so bad on my kids. Okay. Did I kill him? Did I kill Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. In the microphone. John said it.
He'll die the day before tomorrow.
Today. John. I know. I'm Batman, remember. Greatest detective ever. 5 MCU projects coming. Whoa. Going into production in 2023. You ready for them?
Daredevil.
Nova.
Okay.
Okoye Disney Plus TV series.
Why?
Yes. Shang-Chi. Sorry. Shang-Chi 2.
Okay, good.
Fantastic Four, finally. John Watts set to direct.
Disappointing.
And the Thunderbolts. Actually, finally happening.
Because they saw the Suicide Squad.
Who is directing the Thunderbolts? No, who's not? Who's in the Thunderbolts? John.
We already know who one person.
John.
Lennon.
If only he wasn't fucking dead.
No, one of the Thunderbolts is definitely going to be Zemo.
John Walkie. What? Obviously.
What?
John Walkie. Captain America, baby.
Oh, John Walker?
Yeah. Making fun
of him. You said John Walkie. You should have said just John Walking.
Why?
Like, that'd have been a better
pun. But you're sitting.
Because he's a walker. But you guys
what? Walk he's not a what? Everyone's a walker, except for fat people and disabled people.
But my point is, you could have put a pun on walker and said walking.
Why?
But you did walkie. But, like, why?
Because, like, he uses a walkie-talkie. Not in the show, but I imagine. In my head canon. John Walkie-talkie. Red Hulk. You ready, John, for Red Hulk in the Thunderbolts? Yeah, played by the dude who's almost dead again.
And then somehow Yelena will be in it.
No. Who else? It's just Captain America villains.
And then Nick Fury.
Oh my god, he's a Skrull. John, I heard someone talking about this. Let's bring it up. You ready for this? Is Nick Fury been a Skrull for the entire MCU since, like,
just right after Captain Marvel? There's been a debate since, like, Far From Home.
Yeah, but, like, people were like, okay, that probably happened in, like, 2015 or something. But it's like, was he a Skrull this entire time? Like, since we've ever known him? But, like, that's kind of a stupid reveal because it's like, then what's the big deal? Because then we just, okay, we didn't know the Nick Fury, but we knew a guy who played Nick Fury. So we did. In turn, it's not a reveal anymore.
Maybe that's why he says, I got scotched out a certain way, but it actually didn't.
Well, that's probably it. He was Nick Fury, real Nick Fury, in 1990, and then he was like, I have to play this hard ass. Skrull did. He's like, fuck. But he played the wrong person. He played this hard ass, but Nick Fury's like a fun-loving S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. So.
I think I prefer the hard ass.
The what?
I think I prefer the hard ass.
I prefer the hard ass, too. I liked him, but he was the only good part of Captain Marvel, so. I don't know, man. Who else could be a Skrull? Elektra, like in the comics?
Iron Man.
I'm kidding. Get it? Because Elektra's not in the MCU.
Yeah, Iron Man.
Or is she in the MCU now? Because Daredevil's in the MCU.
Oh my god.
But did they kill her at the end of Defenders? Yeah. I forgot. I just watched that show.
I didn't even watch Defenders, and I'm pretty sure she ends up dead in it.
Does Daredevil cry? No, he dies.
Don't they, like, bring her back to life, then she dies again?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Well, she brings... I know they bring her back to life. I got that much. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, she dies because Matt Murdock dies as well.
Yeah, but then he's born again.
Isaac texted me randomly the other day. He's like, do you know if they do Born Again? I forgot to answer him.
And, like, Daredevil?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the entire plot of season 3. And then Bullseye. Oh! What if we got season 4, John?
Well, but, like, why didn't he just look up and see if they did... If they do Born Again and Daredevil?
I feel like that's a really easy thing. Yeah, they've done most of, like, the classic stuff. But... there's more to be explored.
They had a whole season 4 already.
Oh, Bullseye is a main villain. Could have been so good, John.
But you didn't even watch season 3 yet, so.
I'm getting there! Jessica Jones season 2 started out like okay, now it's just so bad. Once like the mom becomes like a main character.
She's a bitch.
Right to the bottom.
And Triss.
Oh my gosh, she's so fucking annoying. And the black dude, what are you doing? You had you're doing so good for yourself, man.
He was. I like his character.
He had a good arc, and then he like just throws it all away for fucking. Oh, she's not even hot, bro. She's just famous. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not gonna watch Iron Fist season 2.
No, you should. You have to.
No, John, I'm not.
You have
Return
to.
Of MCU one shots? Question mark. The dude who did the Marvel shows. Like Giancarlo Esposito, but not him, because that's the guy in The Mandalorian and Breaking Bad. He was like, we're working on them, man.
What?
Should they do one-shots?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Because?
More things for us to talk about.
That's true, John. We could do a whole video that's longer than the one-shot itself.
Exactly.
On the one-shot. A new Rockstars type thing to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Batman videos are somehow longer than the Batman movies.
Probably. Oh my god. Let's see. There is the possibility for live action What If spinoffs of any sort.
No.
Zombies.
This is one I think would be kind of cool, but like. But
it's better animated because how are you going to.
Yeah, well. No, I don't want live action What If things. No.
Neither do I. But if they bring. Bro. Well, we know Peggy Carter's at least going to make a cameo, but if she's a main character.
I will kill.
She's too old.
The actress that plays her.
Yeah, the outlaw.
Yeah.
You hurt a lot of people. You hurt the cinematic universe. You'd be devastated. But, John, you want some Daredevil news? I got some for you.
What?
Daredevil video game actually is happening. Maybe happening. From the people who did Uncharted. We talked about this last week, bro. And now it's manifesting. What else do you want to happen? Daredevil game? Two of them?
Well, there's this one game that you and me talked about, we didn't actually ever talk about it. We talked about a game we would love, I'll show you the TikTok later, to have exactly like it, and apparently it's coming out in 2022.
What?
It's like a open world zombie game where you can play with friends and
stuff. Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
how we always hope. And like, because the Walking Dead, like, you can do like communities and stuff like that too.
Because The Walking Dead had like a good game, yeah, or had like a billion games, but never a good one.
Yeah, it's like there's like an open world. There's a like a trader's market as well.
Oh, okay, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But yeah, that's awesome if it's true. Do it. Get it done.
What?
Daredevil.
Oh yeah, yeah, they better.
Jim Carrey is MODOK.
Bro, I think it makes sense.
Yeah,
makes enough sense.
Yeah, but like, logistically,
I think his face fits a flying head perfectly.
It's a flying big
fuck. Like, I think you could decapitate him and his face would just float.
Like, very stretched out. I don't know. Didn't remember when he revealed the Illuminati and then, like, they killed his girlfriend the next year? And then he was sad again. It's a weird man.
And then he grew out his beard again.
Yeah, he grew out his beard, revealed the Illuminati, girlfriend died, and he grew it out again. And then he did Sonic the Hedgehog. It's all, John, it's all run by the same people. Don't even worry about it.
And then Chris Pratt's becoming Thanos.
Exactly. John, good news, big news.
What?
The two best upcoming characters are together.
Who?
Blade is going to be in Moon Knight.
Why?
What?
That means there's going to be vampires in Moon Knight?
Egyptian vampires. That's what they'll be. Unnecessary, John. Like, vampires like Morbius? We'll get to that in a second. But, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Remember that teaser that we saw in one of the movies we watched? I think it was Dune. That was new. Like, it was newer. There was, like, a teaser for the trailer.
Yeah.
You said we already saw that.
What, Morbius?
No, the one that we saw in IMAX at Dune.
No, but that was different. That was, no, that was, like, we got a new one after.
You know, I'm saying that
there was a teaser. Sure, no,
was a teaser for the trailer.
No,
right?
It wasn't. It was the same one from like 2019.
I refuse to believe that.
Bro, believe it, baby.
No.
Believe it.
I haven't watched the new Morbius trailer.
You haven't?
No. I just kind of got the gist of it.
I did.
Thoughts?
I woke up and I watched it because it was there, and I was like,
Jared Leto.
That's pretty much what I thought. I said, that was horribly cut together dialogue for exposition purposes. He looks like a vampire, baby. He also looks like Jesus Christ.
How do you know what a vampire looks
like? Have you ever watched, have you watched the videos that I edit? I don't know why you watch your own videos, but...
No.
Well, I use a specific picture when I say Jared Leto. I love that picture so much.
Is it the one of him shirtless?
No.
Oh.
Just watch a video.
Is it one of the ones with him from, like, Rec Room for a Dream or whatever?
Nah, I'll just show... You know what, John? Get over yourself. I'll just show you it. I have to look up a very specific term.
Jared Leto naked?
What? I wish. I have a couple of them. I tend to use this one, though. Yeah, Jared Leto, he's Jesus, baby. And then there's this one, which I just... The dichotomy of this man is...
I didn't know there was two Jesuses.
Is it true, John? Is it true? Anyway.
Even though Jesus was actually probably brown.
Jared Leto. Anyway, baby. Let's see. Spider-Man news. Ready for this, John? This one is the least interesting, even though it's pretty interesting. It's the
Green Goblin thing?
No. That's the most interesting.
Web, so it's the least.
Web wings in Spider-Man 2. Maybe.
I honestly don't really like the web wings.
Johnny, gotta get used to them. It's probably going to be like a superpower thing, but gliding, swinging dynamics would be changed.
You never see him fucking swing in general. We got one scene in Far From Home.
No, web wings in the video game, dumbass.
Oh, shit. I thought you were talking about...
Spider-Man 2 what?
I'm talking about Spider-Man No Way Home.
How? That's Spider-Man 3.
I didn't hear you say Spider-Man. I don't think you said Spider-Man 2.
I said Spider-Man 2. It's written down. SM2.
You said web wings in Spider-Man.
Two.
Let's pause it. Let's go.
Pause.
I don't know it's going to be
a John's shit. A fucking idiot. Yeah. We went back, reviewed the clip, and John's dumb.
It is going to be a superpower, though, but I won't use it, so it doesn't matter.
I like the web wings a little bit, but I think that looked better on the red and blue costume because, like, it's like the classic look.
I wonder if those arms are going to be a superpower. I don't think they will be.
Yeah, they will be.
Well, maybe for the main suit. It'll probably be a superpower for the main suit.
Weren't there iron fucking arms in the first game? For iron fucking spiders?
Well, this is probably with the story because of Doc Ock and stuff.
Dr. Octo Octavius. Holland teases a mystery character. Happy Hogan, Aunt Mayhem, and... who? Talking about responsibility? What it means to be a hero.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
Who?
They, Marvel can't do that. They wouldn't do that.
Who, John? Who is it?
It's too late for them to do that, because they messed up Peter Parker already in the MCU. Fuck them. It's
Uncle Ben? The return of Uncle Ben?
At this point, I would want to see that trilogy reboot, and have Uncle Ben from the beginning.
No!
Yes.
Don't reboot it. Reboot it in 10 years. Let me have this.
Let me have it, John.
Unless you give me the chance. Oh, fuck this one if I get it. They're like, Jack, you can make it, but we have to kill Tom Holland. I'm like, kill him.
Kill Tom Holland. The way your eyes just lit up when you said kill him.
Anyway, I'm Tom
Holland. This movie better be good.
What if it's not good, John?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Only 5 villains? Question mark?
I wouldn't be surprised if this...
Even though...
Uncle Ben's the other Uncle one. Uncle Ben's
the 6th villain. He's like, fuck you, Peter! Anyway, what if Uncle Ben is just Doctor Strange?
But here's the problem. Is they can't add Uncle Ben now and like with the responsibility thing and be like, yeah, he was here this entire time.
Yeah, Peter, they can.
But like Peter just never learned responsibility until this third movie.
Yeah, they can. I think that works.
I don't know.
I think it's like removed.
I feel like it's part of him becoming Spider-Man already, though. Like, he's already Spider-Man.
Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. That's 6. Okay, so Daniel Richmond, the goat of leaking shit, even though I hate his guts because fuck leaking shit, and I said I wasn't going to get into this, but he released a cast. Hypothetically, cast. First.
Why are you showing me that, Jack? I've been trying to stay away from some of the leaks.
Tom Holland.
I saw like the Green Goblin thing, and that was it.
This is all stuff we know except for
I saw one name.
Two things.
I saw one name on there that I did not want to see, Jack, until Quake I saw Quillenhall? It in the movie.
Quake Quillenhall?
That one doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Well, I don't know who you're talking about, because here's
Charlie.
We knew that.
We didn't know for sure.
This is as truthful as anything we've heard, John. This is nothing special. This isn't real. This isn't real.
It's real.
He made this and he's like, this is what I've heard from my friends who I can't say because I'm not...
It's Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, because he can't leak stuff to the... like on interviews anymore.
He tells it to Daniel.
Yeah.
Well, he seems to know things about Tom Holland.
Wait, is this Daniel RPK?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about another piece of news regarding Tom Holland and Daniel Richmond on his thoughts on something. But... here we go. Tom Holland's Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker. Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin. The Green Goblin. Alfred Molina, Doc Ock. Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange. Jamie Foxx, Electro.
Amazing Spider-Man, Green Goblin.
Thomas Hayden Church, Sandman. Ralph Fiennes. I don't even know if that's how you say it. As if heard people say it that way. But it's spelled like R-H-Y-S.
Okay.
The Lizard. Jake Gyllenhaal. Mysterio, which would make it 6. Anyway, Zendaya, Michelle Jones, Charlie Cox, Matt Murdock, Tom Hardy, Venom, taste my Venom.
7 villains?
The Venom, Sinister 7, still works. J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson, Jacob Batalon, no these, and then you know the people, Flash Thompson, Betty Brand, May Parker.
Blah, blah, blah. Flash Thompson is such a fucking loser in these movies, Jesus.
I know, I actually heard a really good point.
What?
That Brad should have been Flash in Far From Home.
What?
Brad, the kid who like grows up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bully in that movie should have just been Flash. But anyway, if that's true, that's pretty rad.
Well, the cast is probably like the worst pick for Flash, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I love the actor.
But he literally plays, like, the skinny small dude in Grand Budapest.
And, like, he's not a bully or intimidating at all.
He's not intimidating.
Like, half the time he makes fun of Peter Parker, we're laughing at him.
Yeah, we're like, dude. Anyway, Kevin Feige may have killed Amazing Spider-Man 3 with his secret, like, beach meeting on an island in the Pacific Ocean or something. Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, this thing came out that said, like, after Amazing Spider-Man 2 bombed, Kevin Feige had been hustling since, like, 2010 to get Spider-Man in the MCU. And that, so after Amazing Spider-Man 2 bombed and the critics, like, financially bombed and critically bombed, he, like, called Amy Pascal and, like, all the heads of, like, Marvel and Sony to a secret meeting. No one else knew about it. It's, like, 12 people.
I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Super secret. And he said he convinced them that, like, this isn't gonna work. Fans and critics alike are not responding, and like they could do so much better if they finished this like comic storyline and did this for the fans. And I mean, he was right, they made a shit ton of money, but then, you know, all that. So, and they were like, yeah, I guess he's right. And I mean, it's not only that, we saw like the secret emails and stuff, they're kind of panicking, but Kevin Feige, he saw it and he's like, come on,
fuck you, Kevin Feige.
Go, bro, thank God for canceling the shitty Amazing Spider-Man 3. We know it's gonna be shit. No, John, they let me give you an analogy. It's like a drug addict. They were fucking sniffing that Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they thought they could do it, and they strayed too far from God, and they thinking they could do all this stuff. All they were making is bad movies. And now, guess what? No, listen! Dude, look at how good this turned out. But it turned out good, because if what we hear is true, they're going to make Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Just now, they aren't muddled by making this entire... Which they kind of still are. But they're not as muddled by making
an entire... I really hope they make an Amazing Spider-Man 3, Jack. If they do, I will not.
So, my point is that this may actually do a full circle and be a good thing.
I would hope they would bring back Mark Webb for it, though. I like him as a director. He'd be good with the first two. As a director...
Did he write?
No, he didn't write them.
Yeah, okay.
At least he didn't write
the first one. He did good as a director.
He didn't write the first one.
He did good as a director.
Yeah.
Next piece of news regarding Spider-Man himself. This is bad. This is scary Sony shit, ready? They may do an Agent Venom spinoff, all right? You know, Flash Thompson's Venom. But it's Flash Thompson that doesn't know Peter Parker and is just a war veteran.
I don't want this to happen. And like, just, I heard about this too. This was like the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
It's so dumb.
It's like not even just the fact. It's just like, I don't want Agent Venom, honestly. Like,
no, he's lame.
I honestly think Agent Venom is like a stupid thing
in the comics. Agent Venom is like pure comic. Like, it doesn't have
to be. I don't even like it in the comics, honestly.
I know, but it's just like, you can do it in the comics because you have to push a comic out every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
No. But not in the movie, bro. Please don't do it. There's a shit ton of photos that looked clean as fuck. The, you know, crushing Tom Holland's head.
Yeah.
The what's your theory with the red tint in the arms?
In what arms?
Doc Ock's arms. Doc. Like, there's the red.
He's being controlled again.
No, not in the.
Oh, I don't know.
The red on top. How it's like red now.
I don't know.
Do you not pay any attention to these?
No, not really.
Or see the 100 of Instagram posts that were like...
I did, but I just...
What does this mean? Is he Iron Man? Is
I did see that, but I thought they were just talking about the eye thing. And like the
tip part of it. No, Tom Holland.
Just go to Comic Book Capital, dumbass.
Ah, fine. Oh, wait. I forgot to write this down. Movie news. The wait for the next trailer is because they're disagreeing right now whether they should include Tom Holland. Fuck, Tom Holland's gonna be in the trailer. Whether they should include Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in the next trailer. That's why they haven't released it. And that's why...
Bro, they're getting too close.
So that's really... why this movie is coming out in 1 month. 4 weeks. And we have no final... no official trailer.
Oh, leaked dialogue?
John, I'm trying to avoid spoilers. No!
Should I read the... Oh, Jack, warning. Spoilers.
John, I'm gonna do one more swipe. Stop.
Oh, it's getting close.
Tom Holland, stop! Wait, hang on. Where is it? Why does Comic... John, you lied. Comic Capital doesn't even have a poster. I swear I've seen him. Dumbass. Dude, Tom Holland? What about Marvel? If I just look at, like, Marvel... Wait, what was it on Empire Magazine?
Yeah.
They didn't post them!
Yeah, because they were leaked, I think.
No, but then official ones came out. Wait, hang on. I can't believe you didn't see this, John. Look at the headache you're causing me.
Look at the headache you're causing me.
Marvel Prime? Who's this? I don't know, but... Dude. What is this? Ah, here we are. See this? There's like red.
I didn't even see that. You probably didn't even notice that until they pointed it out.
I did notice it!
Dumbass.
I thought it was more subtle, but maybe it's just because people were like, look at it!
I don't think that means anything, really.
Do you think that he absorbs...
probably just literally probably a subtle redesign. Unless he takes
the... He absorbs the Iron Spider armor.
Maybe, I mean, like, maybe he...
Crossing my fingers. Attack. Crossing my fingers. Get rid of it.
Everyone's hoping.
Get rid of it. Anyway. Then we got what? What's going on, John? Tom Holland may not return, but he will. By who said that?
Kevin Feige.
Daniel Richmond. That's why I think he has insider is Tom Holland. Because listen to this. T'Challa's like, this is the end of the saga, and I may not return to play Spider-Man after the end of the saga. And then Deanna Richman said, don't fret. Don't fret. He's back, baby.
He's not returning as Spider-Man, though.
He is, and that's what Daniel Richman said. Daniel Richman's insider is his brother. It's the Tom Holland's sneaky brother that is trying to make his way into the movie industry. Oh my gosh, it all makes sense now.
Imagine it's Tom Holland's mom.
She just thinks she's being nice. Oh my gosh. Anyway, Daniel Richman, we found you. And Harry Holland, we got you.
Tom Holland must have gotten like his want to leak things from like someone. It must have been his mother. So she's probably leaking stuff to all these Twitter accounts.
God. But then we got my favorite thing this fucking season, John. I love the Goblin suit so much. If this is true.
Do you know what my theory is now? They saw how much stuff was getting leaked and like how much hype was getting around this movie just because of theories and stuff, right? Now they're leaking stuff on purpose.
Yeah. Because how does this shit get out?
They're probably leaking stuff on purpose now. They're like, money.
Because like in one day, the Tobey Maguire fitting came out. I don't think the costumes, like, you know, they were in like the alley or something. Just hung up in an alleyway were real. I don't think that's real. But the Goblin suit looks so fucking good if it's real. Just hopefully they have the helmet at some point in the movie.
They better. But no, that's my theory, is that they did it. Now they're leaking stuff on purpose because they saw how much clicks the No Way Home trailer got because the stuff accidentally got leaked. And they're like,
John, the satchel. They have the satchel. And like the oh my
god. But I'd still like to see a comic accurate.
Yeah, but like I think they can just, if they want to, this is Tobey Maguire's. If they want to in like a couple of years do Tom Holland's, like what does the Oscorp and Osborns look like in the MCU, they can do the comic accurate. But I don't even care, man. Like as an oh, it looks so good. I literally love it so much. So I'm happy. It's probably my favorite comic book villain, Spider-Man. Actually, just villain suit of all time, if it's real. John, what do you look up? Why do you look up the Wizard Witch of the West? Fucking East bitch. I don't even know who she is.
Do you remember that movie, Oz the Good and Powerful, with good old James Franco?
Of course. Good old James.
They can just take the girl who, in the end, the like really hot girl who ended up becoming the Wicked Witch of the West.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Show me her. Is she hot? Wait, it's NNN. No, not November, baby. Who's participating? Raise your hand. Come on. Let's see it.
They could just take her and make her a Green Goblin.
Ooh. Damn.
Just take her
and wait, make her a Green Goblin. Wait, but she's ugly as fuck.
Well, because she's a fucking... They make her the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, you. John, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking about...
Oh, it's Mila Kunis.
Wait, was it actually? I didn't even remember that. I just remember thinking the girl was hot.
Is this her?
I think so.
That's not Mila Kunis.
That's not.
I don't know, man.
I just remember when the movie came out in 2013, I thought the girl was really hot.
What a fever dream of a movie, bro. I haven't seen that movie since, and...
I haven't either.
All right,
it is Mila Kunis.
It is Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, that explains it. Anyway, what's going on, John? Morbius trailer. But I think we may make a whole video about that because of... How do I put this? What the fuck is going on with that?
It's in 10 different universes.
Every universe has ever been, it's in it. It's the DC universe.
Mm-hmm. I saw Zack Snyder walking down the street.
My gosh. It's slow motion. He's only in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is normal. Yeah. He's like, he's at a coffee shop.
And then I saw Joaquin and it gone. Did you just try to lick my hand?
No.
That's what I thought.
That's it, baby. Spider-Man is over. DC time. You ready?
No.
Batman reportedly has the smallest Batman budget in 30 plus years.
Whoa.
Is that good? More personal story, John.
They didn't need a big budget to tell a great story.
Exactly. They could light shit on fire for free. Point proven. Big news. I'm excited for Batgirl. You know why?
Why?
Brendan Fraser is Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
The return of Brendan Fraser. How is that going to work logistically?
It's not.
Maybe it just sounds cool, and so that's it. But either way, the Firefly in the Batman Arkham Knight sucked. It's like all right, but like, wait, no, it wasn't Firefly. He was kind of annoying too. Man Bat. Oh my.
Man Bat's the best.
Bro.
I love Man Bat.
You had to catch that motherfucker. I'm like, fuck this shit, bro. I'm out. Or I ended up catching him. I 100%ed that game. I found every Riddler trophy, bro.
Doubt.
You want me to pull it up?
No, now I trust you because you did the threat.
Exactly.
You want me to pull it up?
But, yeah, it took a long time. Too much time.
Why would you even want to find every Riddler trophy?
Because I wanted to see the end of the story. And I remembered I could just look it up.
Yeah, just watch it on YouTube.
Like, I can't see it on my Xbox, though. I could have just looked it up on YouTube on my Xbox. No!
Or you could have just used your computer to look it up, dumbass.
Yeah. Well, anyway. The point is, I 100% of that fucking game. And I love it. Next piece of movie news. John, big movie news. Remember when we were all like, what is James Wan thinking with the Trench spinoff?
Well, it now... actually a Black Manta.
Oh my gosh. And guess what? I'm wondering even more now. Because who the fuck wants a Black Manta spinoff? I'd rather see a Trench spinoff than a Black Manta spinoff.
James Wan apparently wanted it.
Oh my god. And they were like, James Wan, you fucking idiot. That's what they told him. I don't like the way they treated him when they told him it that way. You know, they could have just said no.
Mm-hmm. But they're like, you can do this movie. And then they're like, no.
No. And he was probably like, damn it. Amber Heard was going to be the star. Notice how she wasn't in any promotion.
She would have been the Trench thing, though.
Yeah, she would have been the monsters.
Yeah. She is the monster.
Val Zod Project has hired a writer, John. Who is it? That's the Michael Jordan one. Wait. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Sorry. It's important to differentiate fucking difference. The Transformer writer for the newest Transformers movie, Rise of the Beasts. John, he's the writer for the Val Zod Project.
Transformers?
Oh my god.
Autobots.
You know what I'm watching right now?
What?
The Fast and Furious
movies. I know, I saw.
You saw my Letterboxd reviews?
Yeah. I didn't look at Amazing Spider-Man, though.
Okay. Cool. But they're bad.
I saw the poster and I was like...
No, but here's the thing. I'm watching... like it's a surreal experience to actually watch Fast and the Furious right now. It's weird. I'm never going to watch Transformers. Never going to watch Transformers. In fact... Ooh, don't look at that. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. So here's my movie list, right?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can find... Ah, here we are. See Mulholland Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Right under that, in or race, you can kind of see the word Transformers. It was originally on my movie list. I took a second look at this thing, and I'm like, no. Check. I took it off and put Old Boy on there. But where is it? Somewhere on here, I have the Fast and the Furious, which is what I'm going through right
Jack,
now.
Jack, you have to watch Transformers, huh?
So in turn, what Jack, I'm trying to say is Fast and Furious is better than Transformers.
You have to watch Transformers.
And what else I have to say is Paul Walker's hot. He carries the fuck out of those movies. Anyway, don't look at that. Anyway, what I'm saying is Vin Diesel is funny. Paul Walker's hot.
Does he have family a lot?
Actually, interestingly enough, in the fifth one, that's where it comes up. He does not shut the hell up about family. But before that, there isn't many mentions of it. There's a lot of like friendship and like sticking together, man. But Fast Five, oh my god, the amount of times they get in a circle and people hug each other, and he's like, we have to stick together because we're failing. Oh my god, it's atrocious, bro. And that's it, DC over, baby. We have a lot of miscellaneous news. You ready for this? Multiverse game called Multiverses with Shaggy, Batman, Superman.
It's going to be great.
Oh, no. It looks stupid except for the fact that Shaggy's in it.
I'm going to play a Shaggy every single time.
Can we get a good mystery game? A Scooby-Doo mystery game?
There used to be one on the PS2.
I remember. Mystery. I think it was like a Mystery Begins. I beat it on my DS like 5 times.
There's this one I had where you can... Oh, my goodness.
There was some classic Scooby-Doo games. Scooby-Doo video games. Let's go through this. I think it was the Mystery Begins. I know that's a movie, a bad movie.
I had this one.
Yes, that one. Oh, First Frights. Yes, yes.
It was so good.
Fire, bro. I'm not, literally, no chance. That game was actual heat. Oh my gosh. Seeing screenshots from it right now. So much nostalgia. First Fright. Yeah, I think.
I just played Spooky Swamp.
I don't think I ever played Spooky Swamp. I can't lie. Oh my god, the vampire level. Biggest headache of all time.
Nah. Easy.
Why does it look so stupid now? Did it look like this when we were kids? I don't think it looked like that. This is stupid.
Look up gameplay.
No. John, this is an audio-only podcast. Bro. Have you seen my Scooby-Doo reviews?
No. You didn't even finish them.
I didn't. I have to, though, because I think I may make a 5-hour-long video about it, John.
No, they did not make a game about this.
Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy, bro. Ready for this news, John? Dune Part 2 coming 2023. October 2023.
Dang, that's going to come fast.
Yeah, it's going to start filming 2022.
It's going to come at us fast and hard.
What? Are you excited for this, John? There's going to be more action, he says.
Yeah, I actually am excited.
I'm excited, too. And I'm also excited for what, John? What comes after? Dune Messiah. One eyebrow raised.
Do you think they're going to do that, though? Or do you think they're going to stick with just the original writers?
He imagine. Is.
I'm pretty sure it's
the not. Original writer made 6 books.
Made 6? Okay, I thought he only did 2.
He made 6.
And then his son takes over and writes like 10 more, right?
Yeah, I think he only wrote like 3 more, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember people are like, I don't consider them canon.
At least what I saw.
I know what kind of happens in the books now.
All I know is that I don't know anything about the end of Dune, so I'm going to keep it that way.
I don't know what happens in the end. I just know some characters who die.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Jack, you want to know
who dies? John, stop. But
well, because I got it spoiled for me on TikTok. This one dude's like, I'm watching a video about like Dune show. It was the night after the movie. The video about Dune shows up, right? And then it cuts and someone's duetting it, right? And he's like, this is what happens. Like, he says it so fucking fast, and I'm like, you fuck it. He's like, that's what happens at the end of the book for this person. And I was like, you fucking bitch. Wow,
see, I don't know anything, so I'm going to happily keep
it. So that's why I started looking. I was like, I already got spoiled. I might as well just kind of know what happens.
So anyway, why?
Like, well, no, I was like, no way this is actually what happens. So I look it up. It wasn't exactly the truth, what he said, but like.
Anyway, but I just know Stellan Skarsgård's story, the Glob, or whatever his name is. He like has sex. And then, like, just mad that he had sex. You want to know something? He's a pedophile and gay.
He's actually Paul Atreides' grandfather.
Or, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He has Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah, the one girl we see in the beginning.
Talked about this, bro.
Like,
mother. He fucks the mother. And they have Rebecca Ferguson. No. Who is the fucking... No.
He's not fucked by the mother. He's raped by
the mother. Raped by the mother.
Because he's upset about it because he likes little children and he's gay.
Yeah.
So that's why he, like,
abuses that's pro- Oh, wait, why didn't they get Kevin Spacey for him? That's literally...
that's a good point.
All right. Quiet Place game, maybe.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But it'd be, like...
Every other game?
It'd be, like, silence in your ears. All
of it. Wow, this is so interesting. Mike Flanagan wants to do a Star Wars horror movie. That would be awesome.
He should do it. You should do it.
You know what I hate, John?
What?
Everyone's referring to him as the guy who did Midnight Mass. He's the guy who did Haunting of Hill House. Like, yeah. Let's get our priorities straight here.
We need to watch Midnight Mass.
He did the best horror series of all time. Right, guys?
We need to see what's up with Midnight Mass, then.
Maybe. Maybe it's better, but...
We gotta see.
But, come on. Haunting of Hill House is, like, perfect.
We gotta watch it, Jack. We gotta watch it.
Lightyear trailer.
I haven't watched all of it. I've seen clips of it, though.
All right. Kind of heat. The animation's heat, though.
Yeah, it's not animation.
But it's not Tim Allen, which is unfortunate. And he does the Captain America thing where he's like, you know, to infinity and then it cuts off.
That's racist.
Bitch. Army of the Dead 2 is going to be called Planet of the Dead.
Oh, my God.
How much do I care?
None.
And just to reaffirm my thoughts, it has like a 2.5 on Letterboxd. So fuck you, Zack Snyder. You made a bad movie. I don't know why it's getting a sequel. The Zack Snyder people are like, it broke Netflix, bro! They aren't even releasing the numbers for that shit. It was so hype.
Why can't Star Wars look how Dune looked?
I know. Because it's fucking Star Wars.
It's so sad.
Except for the fact that the Mandalorian looks worse heat. Mandalorian's heat. Fire, bro! We'll talk about the Mandalorian in a bit, John. Tiger King 2. You saw that?
Yeah. I don't care. Didn't watch the first one.
Didn't watch the first one. Okay, we have some rust. You know when Alec Baldwin shot someone? Updates. Ready for this? They had real guns on set that they play with in between takes. And it ended up being swapped. And so he shot someone with a real gun.
Bro, how...
And the dude who Alec Baldwin worked with before with a gun didn't do it because he said that bunch of red flags. Like, they were, like, just fucking around, and it was, like, a super low budget, and they were not... They were out in the desert, so they weren't following any safety protocol.
I feel bad for Alec Baldwin. But, like...
The more this comes out, seems like it's as much his fault that he left people. Alec Baldwin. He's a producer too,
right? But at the end of the day, it's the safety person's fault for fucking handing him the wrong gun.
Yeah, but how dumb as a producer, it's pretty obvious that he's fucking around too. Like, this is everyone's fault for like letting that be something that they did. But you know, whatever. Metaverse. You hear about this, Sean? The Metaverse. It's not movie news, but
I've seen so many memes about him picking out like an outfit. It's like,
I saw this one that was like, he's like talking with like Michelle Obama, and they go into like a virtual world, and she's like, "Well, this is so cool." And he's like, "Want to see what I could do?" And he makes his like boobs really big.
Yeah. I saw that. It's so good.
She's like, "Wow, that's so cool." No, bro. Like, I was a bit scared. I'm like, this is like terrifying that this is something that's happening. But the fact that everyone's like, "What the fuck?" Like, and then just memed it.
We got an Oculus to do it, join the metaverse.
Joke. I'm a bit more.
We gotta join the metaverse.
We do. We're podcast. We do the show on the metaverse.
Oh my!
People can't come and sit in front of us.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Jack, that's genius.
Oh my god! I don't know. Up here, bro. Edgar Wright wants to direct the next James Bond.
Who's gonna be the next James Bond?
I don't know, but that's good. I think he should. I think he's.
Is it gonna be Henry Cavill?
Edgar Wright is my number one choice to direct. Now that I think about it. His style works perfectly, and even though I hate the British, it's a British franchise, and he's British. So
Who do you think should be the next James Bond?
Steven Yeun.
Genius.
What can I say, man?
Shouldn't be a woman. Even Daniel Craig said so.
Shouldn't be a woman. Anything else, I don't care.
Should we specify why not? Make a better character for a woman.
Yeah. Like what we're going to talk about in a second. We are.
This is the movie I think it is.
Ana de Armas. Oh. It's going to be in a John Wick spinoff called The Ballerina.
Oh my goodness.
This is good.
I thought you were going to talk about the 505 or whatever.
Oh no. I forgot about that after.
You had me scared.
Let's do something better like the 505.
I'm so scared.
But no, but this is The Ballerina. She's dancing and killing people, probably.
I will pay to see
any
armors and anything. I'm not kidding. Bro, at work the other day, like, we started talking about, like, celebrity crushes and stuff with one of the managers and stuff, right? And someone mentions the girl from Knives Out, and I am in the background, and I scream, Ana de Armas!
Yeah,
I got a little too excited.
About her and James Bond.
Oh, my God.
Were you sleeping? I think you actually woke up for that.
I woke up for anything with Ana de Armas, bro. I'm not even kidding.
I actually think you did, and then Camilla was, like, mad at you.
Bro, she's everything.
Keanu gave all the stunt team... $10,000 Rolex,
bro. Man,
instant like when I saw that photo, like, and he just has like the biggest smile on his face. He's like looking at them.
I'm gonna be on the next John Wick movie as a I'm gonna be a lighting man. Like, I just hold the lights or some shit like that.
And I'll be like John Wick. I'll be like, Keanu, you can like throw me and shit around. Like,
I could have $10,000 Rolex or just holding a light.
Nah, I literally just want to meet Keanu. He seems like. He'd
probably like pass me, and I'd have like somehow a 3-hour long conversation with him.
I hate that he's a band kid like God, but he really is like one of the like nicest, if not the nicest dude in Hollywood.
The band kids can't claim him.
Has there been any bad press on him ever? Literally ever. I've never heard anything bad about this man. I just heard that he like was depressed for a long time because he lost everything. So
now he doesn't care.
Book of Boba Fett. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe hopefully some surprises, because it looked just like a good old political fucking... It was what... The thing that was cool, though, was like the little spider thing at the beginning. Looks stop motion. That's pretty cool.
Tim Burton.
Did you see The Weeknd dressed up as Vito Corleone?
Yeah, I was gonna mention
that's
that.
That's so weird. It was like really well done. And
he's got money, bro. I hear people say he's a horny Michael Jackson.
He's a horny Michael Jackson. But it wasn't Michael Jackson's horny for little kids.
Yeah, loves about
maybe. Even though I don't think he was. Because Macaulay Culkin was like, he's not. He didn't touch me. And I feel like he would. If he did touch...
Yeah, if you're going to touch anyone, you're going to touch the biggest child star in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Not this random kid that you picked up from a parent.
And then Chris Pratt is Garfield.
Yep, he's becoming Thanos.
Collecting all of the cartoon characters. He's got the Soul Stone, Garfield. He's got Red. He's got the fucking Reality Stone with
Mario.
Mario. He's playing all the characters.
Well, no, he's just getting every role ever now.
Who's next? Who's this man's? I need to get this man's agent. Whoever he... Absolute menace with the ability to achieve things. All right, John, what have we been watching and what have we been doing? Your mom. I'm kidding. What have you...
Hey, we didn't even talk about the fact that Venom is name dropped in Morbius.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think we mimicked do a video on that because... Oh. Yeah. Milk. Milk. Mother's milk. Goated. Anyway, so John, let's talk about it. What have we been watching?
Oh, I haven't watched anything, really.
As of the last podcast, I started the Fast and the Furious saga. Fast and Furious was all right.
I watched Amazing Spider-Man, Dune, Last Night in Soho, and The French Dispatch. I watched this really shitty horror Netflix movie. What? Can't even remember what it was about. Just really shitty.
Very descriptive, John.
Yeah, it was like a new one or some shit like that.
Wow, okay. Fast and Furious, good. The Fast and the Furious. Not good, actually, sorry. Mid. Like, so bad it's good. Perfectly. Just perfect right there. So bad it's good. Too Fast, Too Furious. Same thing. Same dealio. Maybe a little worse. Then I watched The Amazing Spider-Man. Then me and John, we saw three movies in the movie theater in a row. Last Night in Soho. Aged badly in my mind. Definitely dropped like a full star since I first saw it. Then The French Dispatch. Goated. Easily the best movie we watched that night, in my opinion. One of my new favorite movies. And I'm going to let it sit, but I feel like it could easily just climb.
Oh.
Dune is probably right in the middle of that. Very good, but won't move too much. I like... Incredible movie, but, you know, impressive nonetheless. Then I watched The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, which is overrated as fuck. People are like, it's actually, like, a good one. It's not. It's the exact same as the first two. It just doesn't have any of the charm. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
I then watched Fast and Furious, which is the fourth one. It's not, but it's just Fast and Furious. So they dropped the does. It's the fourth
one. They dropped the Furious, right?
No, it's just Fast and Furious.
Oh, wait, what was
it? So it's The Fast, The Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious,
Fast... Isn't it Fate of the Furious or something?
Eventually. We'll get there, though. Then it's Fast and Furious, so they dropped it those. Because it's kind of like a soft reboot. It's like the same characters, same world, but now it's like an action movie instead of a car movie. And then Fast and Furious 5 is just Fast 5. They dropped the Furious.
Movie I watched.
Things Heard and Seen.
With Amanda Seyfried, or whatever her name is.
Seyfried? Ooh, she's hot.
39% and a 5.38
incredible.
Out of 10 on IMDb.
All right, well, John, what you're talking about is Fast 5 when they dropped The Furious.
Got it.
That's the one where The Rock comes in. He takes The Furious. He's mad and sweaty in every scene he's in.
Was he the best part of that movie?
No. Paul Walker was the best part of that movie. And Vin Diesel finally giving his family speeches that I was waiting for so long. And that's what I watched. And Jessica Jones, unfortunately.
Natalia Dyer's in that movie, the girl from Stranger Things.
All from Grace. Wow, so pretty hot cast. That's the definition of a bad Netflix horror movie. Hot people. Hot famous people. Bad movie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really pay much attention to the movie. I kind of got bored of it and didn't pay much attention, so I was like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah. Fuck this. Give it a star rating, John.
Zero.
Okay. You can't.
I can't even give it a star rating. It was just like, I don't even know what happened in the end.
0.5 is the lowest you can go, John.
0.5. I don't even know what happened in the end. I got too bored.
0.5 out of what, John?
It was just background noise then. Out of 10.
Ooh. So it's even worse than 0.5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
But is it 0.5 out of 100?
Yeah.
John, you can't do that.
I can.
We dropped 100 ratings last season.
You should kiss my hand.
Amazing Spider-Man! Amazing Spider-Man.
The best Spider-Man movie of all time?
The Amazing Spider-Man. What is up, everybody? No.
Do you want me to do the intro?
No. I'm just getting into character. The Amazing Spider-Man. The worst Spider-Man movie of all time. Or the best, John really likes Andrew Garfield. Jack likes Andrew Garfield, but...
Oh, he likes him?
Doesn't look back on the amazing Spider-Man trilogy good.
Trilogy.
If only. Anyway. Oh, John, don't get too upset.
Remember when Tom almost didn't get a trilogy, Jack?
What?
Remember he almost didn't get a trilogy,
Tom? He did, though. He did, though. He did, though. Anyway, Amazing Spider-Man is a 2012 film directed by Mark Webb. It stars Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Martin Sheen, and Jared Leto. It made $758 million on $230 million budget. It has a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes and 6.9 on IMDb.
That's actually not that bad for IMDb.
But it is bad for Rotten Tomatoes. I wonder why,
John. We never trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore.
That's true. But, John, general thoughts here.
I loved rewatching this movie.
It was better than I thought.
Oh!
Was it? I don't really know. See, this one was one that I had little expectations for. You know, I knew I was going to love the Tobey Maguire trilogy. I knew, well, I think I'm going to very much dislike Amazing Spider-Man 2. And Tom Holland's trilogy is one of those where it's like, I think I like it more than most. But it'd be an interesting rewatch. But this one, I was like, it could be anything. It could be absolutely horrible. And I'm like, this movie sucked ass, which I did think when I saw this in second grade, coming off the Tobey Maguire trilogy. But I was like, this could be the best Spider-Man movie. Was it either of those? No. It's kind of just mid.
Not even I think it was above mid.
Mid for Spider-Man movies, I think tend to be quite good.
You know, I have a lot of nostalgia for the original trilogy. I don't know, like, these ones hold a special spot in my heart, though, you know what I mean?
See, which is strange.
Maybe because I had to constantly defend them. But, like...
Which is strange to me, though, because as children,
I think it's maybe because I can remember seeing these in theaters, you know what I mean?
Maybe. See, I remember seeing this one in theaters, and I was like, it sucked.
Well, I remember I didn't like it at first either. I was like, where are the organic webs?
I didn't think that. I was like, I don't give a fuck about Gwen Stacy, bro. I was thinking, where are the fucking villains? Because... I still think this, we'll talk about this more specifically, but Lizard is kind of lame as fuck in my opinion, and was worse than I thought he was going to be. I'm not going to lie. But, nonetheless, I was pleasantly surprised, but I do think that its overall general direction as a rebooted Spider-Man movie was not good, and should have done something different, and struggled to balance a reboot and a retelling of the origin story that was just told 10 years earlier.
How so? What do you think? Which direction do you think he should have went?
I believe he should have either started off in college or just dropped the origin story completely, which I think is why the Tom Holland ones did. Because I think objectively you can't top what they did in Spider-Man 1. And so when they tried to like reinvent it and like throw in like, what does Ben Parker mean to this? Or wait, not Ben Parker.
Richard Parker?
What does Richard mean to this? It was just kind of like lame. And in this movie itself, it doesn't even go anywhere. It's like this plot point that comes up a couple times. Now, do I like where it takes it? No. But that doesn't matter in this movie. I just thought it was strange. And then like, I think I have this written down as a section, the origin and how they tell it. But it was just like trying to be different for the sake of being different rather than the story. And then I think it only hurts the character. But... You know, like, Andrew Garfield is objectively better than Tobey Maguire, so it's a waste of potential, which is sad to me, but nonetheless, I don't love it, what they did with it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't mind what they did with it.
But it's just like, why would they go this way when there's, like, all this time in Peter Parker's life in the comics
to explore? I don't know. They always...
But, I mean...
High school.
Because, like... The MCU, I think it makes more sense because it's like we have all these established heroes. What does like the kid look like? What is Spider-Man? That's why I kind of like defend that. But in this case, it's like you had the chance to completely start from the ground up.
No, that's why I like
start him in college.
I think that's what I also like about the next one.
Because college is like his best era in the comics.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that type of thing. But But it, what, is he in college in the second one? Or does he even...
in college. He just graduated, though.
Oh. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, because Glenn's going to college.
Yeah.
So, see, that's like... This one could have been set in between or something. But, like, you know, I just don't think that it did much for the story. If anything, it just hurt it. Because instead of building up a better villain or spending more time on something different, it just was him back in school. So that just thought they could take in a different place. But starting with Spider-Man in this movie, Andrew Garfield, definitely probably the objectively best Spider-Man. You know, he has a shape that I like for it, mm-hmm. Tall and skinny, which is like how he's drawn mostly in the comics other than the 90s when he's big, because everyone's big in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Even though Stan Lee said it. Tom Holland is exactly how you imagine Peter Parker. Shut up, dumbass.
I think he meant the face.
Yeah, no.
Little British frog in his mouth.
Yeah.
But didn't he say that for everyone? I think he just said he likes all of them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah.
Marvel probably paid him to say that, though.
Did they? I think Stan Lee
was... Marvel was probably like, we finally got Spider-Man back. You gotta say some really, really good things about this one.
I don't think they...
That's what they did.
I think they just harassed his daughter or something. And then
Stan Lee's cameo in this movie, though.
Yeah, this is one of his best cameos. Yeah. He has good cameos in all the Spider-Man movies, I'd say. Other than, of course,
what I like about this one, because besides like the Raimi trilogy utilizes this a little bit, but like I feel like in Tom Holland's, they never like he doesn't use his like webs for anything else. I feel like
yeah, ever. No, this I wanted to talk about that specifically. The swinging, it's obvious, it's like easily the best in this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, or these two movies, yeah. Like in the second one, they do something we'll touch on, but yeah, I mean, he like uses it to catapult himself and go through things, and it, that kind of goes along with like Andrew's physique. He has that much more like lanky kind of spider thing, so he's doing like the
aerobatic,
is that how you say it? Aerobatics, whatever, he's doing what, like, just more creative.
Yeah, things. I love the scene where he like gets on the lizard and he like webs him like really, really fast, yeah, all around, and like
forces like
him.
The high school fight is really cool.
Yeah,
it's cool how they used like a small space for Spider-Man when usually, you know, he's out swinging in cities and stuff, mm-hmm. which they also do.
What I also liked about this movie though is like how he can like do it really, they do it like really fast sometimes, and like webs, yeah, really fast. It kind of reminded me of the games then, which I like.
Yeah, so like, and the web fire shooters, I don't love like the design, but the little like spit of like smoke,
yeah,
awesome. The design, perfect. I love the webs that have, like, the webs that wrap around. That's a very Todd McFarlane thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweating, bro.
I'm surprised that you're talking good about this movie.
what I admit is my favorite part of this movie is just the visualization of Spider-Man as Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, they did.
They did it in real life, and they had, like, actual people who did gymnastics out on, like, the street, and you can really feel it. Now, do I love how they characterize him? Not necessarily all the time. But I do like it more now, definitely, than I would have a couple years ago. It's very Ultimate Spider-Man. Now, had they elaborated, maybe we'll see hints of this in my Spider-Man series. Like, had they elaborated on why he may be so angsty, other than him just getting angry and then kind of brushing over it. You know, but that's the problem with being like them trying to shove, while seeing the origin in there. Is maybe you could have just skipped over the actual origin and, like, we pick up as he has the powers. Because then you can, like, explore it as, like, what would a teenager... Like, would they be all happy-go-lucky with this?
But I don't know, like, causes I really...
a lot of distress.
One of the things I really liked about this movie, though, is, like, what happens after Uncle Ben dies. Like, everyone... Like, when he goes to school that day and seeing everyone, like,
yeah,
his reaction, that was really good, I think.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying. But, like, Uncle Ben doesn't die for, like, 40 minutes.
Do you mean, like, they could have just picked up, like, right when Uncle,
yeah,
Ben died?
Yeah, and granted, it would have been weird or whatever, but you could have just opened with, like, the opening credits could have been, like, flashes of Uncle Ben dying. Maybe from Peter's perspective or something. Like, everyone knows the origin. So, give it in cliff notes in the first, like, 10 minutes... And then use that 45 minutes that they use to tell the origin story again to tell a more, like, a deeper story about what a 16-year-old would do if he gets superpowers and is forced to have to protect the most important city in the U.S. like that.
But I also love his relationships with, like, the cops and stuff in this.
And that's something I really love, too. I write it a lot into my series. Like, some of the main characters are cops because it's, like, what would, you know, what's that dynamic with the city, the cops and the people and like all that? And it's like, it's just all that stuff is there, but like, because
I think it's because of Sony, they probably didn't get to like do as much
because yeah, but like, because they, you know, have a limited runtime, and then obviously tell the origin story again, which I wouldn't doubt was Sony's like idea.
Yeah.
They don't get to explore those as deeply. They're kind of just like one scene in the movie. So like, it's all there. It's all there. But in both of these, and especially Amazing Spider-Man 2, they don't let them do all this. So yeah, like I think that maybe if they had a more stripped down version
of maybe this, that's why I also like these a lot, because I see the potential with them.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's more disappointing for me.
These kind of like, for me, are kind of like the Revenge of the Sith for me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
A little bit.
Like, they're not good, but, like, I really enjoy them.
Which is, yeah, I mean, it's valid, obviously. I'm not going to be like...
Yeah.
But I do think, I'm coming from a valid point. But
yeah, I do understand. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to be like, you can't not like this movie.
Yeah.
But, like, also, it's, I don't know, it's, I really...
At the end of the day, it's like, movies. I have a boner for Spider-Man 3. But I'm willing to admit that movie kind of fucking sucks. Yeah. And it's the exact same thing. It's like, thing. It's like everything is there. It's like
your Men in Black 2.
Yeah. actually, it's more like my Men in Black 3.
Okay.
Because that, I legitimately think, is a perfect movie. But everyone fucking hates that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the critics gave it like a 63. But
I think I also just really like the colors in this movie. Like, I like the kind of like darker, more grounded. Like, I feel like... because like it's a nice contrast to the Raimi trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the brightness in the Raimi trilogy.
Like the gold tone for that. I mean, it's obviously
perfect. Like I feel like this was a good tone for this Spider-Man. Not like for the MCU Spider-Man. I don't know if I like.
There isn't
really any color. It's just bland, honestly.
Yeah, it's gray. It kind of like, man, they kind of fucked up in like 2016 to 18. Well, actually, from Civil War to like Thor Ragnarok, everything was like just gray.
Yeah,
I don't know what they did there, but anyway, the suit. We obviously did a suit ranking, which many people have seen, but the suit definitely, I don't know. I think it works. I like the pattern, like under it, but something about it. Maybe it's like the way that the eyes are so small, but his head's kind of big. Probably because he has a lot of hair. But
I mean, I don't mind the suit. Like it grew. I didn't like it. I didn't like it like more earlier, but it grew on me a little bit more now. But like. I don't mind. It's not like a top tier suit though.
And then okay, Lizard.
I don't mind the Lizard.
He looks like Goomba, bro. He's like, his face is just so flat.
They could have done more with the character design, but I don't mind his character design.
And the trench coat, bro. It's so easy. Just put a trench coat on the man. Like, I don't know. Well,
love that final battle though.
I hate the final battle.
Why?
Because the school battle is so much better. That's and the point. Sewer battle is so much better.
But I just think when you see him on top of the building, it looks so cool.
Nah, but his final plan is so fucking stupid.
I'm not talking about the Lizard. I'm just talking about, like, even, like, the last shot like of the final battle where you just, it's, like, kind of zoomed out and Spider-Man's on top of the building. And like.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I said it looks so cool.
But I'm watching the movie with the volume on, so I'm like, what the fuck am I watching right now? Like, I don't get it. And, like, dude... Like, the fact that, you know, it's, like, it's so obvious that, like, he's the Lizard. He's, like, when he's, like, you know, talking about, like, there's, like, the Lizard person, he's, like, lizards are fucking cool. Don't even worry about it. Like,
yeah.
And Peter's, like, huh. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, and then there's the plan. I don't get them. There's, like, it comes out of nowhere. It's one of those things that's, like, oh, we need a third act. Fuck. And granted, it creates, like, yeah, it looks cool, but... It's like, fuck, okay.
And then the people of New York, like, helping him get there.
But I'd say, I still think that's a little corny.
It's a little, yeah, I'll admit it's a little corny, but, like, I think it's cool, though. So
yeah, like, I prefer the black dude in Spider-Man was just like, go, Spider-Man! Like, that's just, like, it's more pure, yeah, you know? Yeah. But, like, it creates a cool shot, but once again, when you think about it, it's like, why are these, like, you know?
Only if we could have the visuals from these two movies in these movies.
It's an unfortunate circumstance,
But also... But... The bridge scene.
That's a good scene.
That's like Spider-Man.
That's right. Spider-Man. That's Spider-Man. That's a thing. Like, if that was two or three scenes. But no! They wanted to say Martin Sheen
See, I just feel like we don't get any of this with Tom.
But they wanted Martin Sheen to say, you know, your father said that if you could do something, you should do it. Responsibility, baby.
Yeah.
So it's like, where, why are we putting the time here when it's here? He also ruins a guy's life, which was, that's the type of stuff where it's like, really out of character out of nowhere.
What do you mean?
When, like, he takes the badge and the kid just gets, like, drawn out. Like, remember, he's when he sneaks into Oscorp for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Peter Parker wouldn't do that. Yeah, like, find another way for him to get in. Or just, like, have him walk in. You don't really have to, like, explain it. If you... Stuff like that. Like,
could they, like, honestly... Well, I mean...
Like, whatever, Esteban Rodriguez, bro, his whole entire life is ruined. I know. He's going to be the villain in Amazing Spider-Man 3. He's going to be like, Peter fucking Parker!
I think that's so funny, though. That's why I love that part, because I think it's so funny that, you just hear that guy screaming in the background.
Yeah, but then it's like, but Peter, would Peter Parker do that? But then he feels no remorse. Even if he did do that, he's like just keep down low so they don't find me, instead of being like, oh, shit. You know? So it's like, out of character. Yeah, it's kind of funny, but... Hard to be funny when I'm like, eh, would that person, even if it's not Peter Parker, would that person do that?
I don't know.
My opinion? No. But nonetheless, so yeah, but the lizard, yeah, the fight scenes, the school fight is awesome. The way he uses, like, the lockers and goes in, like, the circles and, you know,
yeah, fast weapon. Yeah, I love how, like, he also then, like, the thing goes flying, he pulls it and, like, hits it back. That's a very video game-esque
too. The, like, hitting things with other things.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. And then, like, the tail, it's kind of fucking nasty, but that's a cool part.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? And then, the sewer fight. Other than the fact that Peter Parker engraved Peter Parker, it's like putting your name in a wallet. Like, you do it, yeah, I guess, but who the fuck is going to be like, ooh, like, $200. Mm-hmm. Let me give this back to that person.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And then, but no, I like the sewer fight, though, because also when he goes underwater in his web, I like that. Cool. That subtleness right there. That's
I just really always cool. I always like the it's just funny to me that the Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But also, okay, then I want to talk about, like, his school life for a second. And, like, why does everyone bully this guy? That's the one thing that makes no sense. Like, okay, it would make sense if Flash Thompson, his group, bullied him, right? It's just, like, they pick on this kid. But, like, the whole school seems to hate him. Like, okay, you know when he, like, saves the guy? No, but he's not. You see, that's the difference.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you know when he, like, kicks the guy, or the guy is getting bullied and he falls on the ground and all the stuff goes over, and then the guy just kicks his camera?
Yeah.
It's why? So funny. That guy had no motivation to do that.
Yeah.
But there is a shining brightness that is Gwen and Andrew's relationship. Of course, they started dating, like, halfway through filming this movie, so they probably had sex, like, right after the camera stopped rolling. But I think you can feel that. That's, like, the strongest point, even though I hated
especially
that.
Especially in the second one.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I was like, fuck that, bro. Mm-hmm. Hated it. What else here? Oh, yeah. Does dark mean good? ? Like, just because it's dark, does that make it...
Well, I think it fits these movies.
Yeah,
I guess. That's a thing.
I mean, it's cool, but he's always in the dark and stuff, and it's just grittier. And, like... The wrestling thing, I feel like they omitted that because they're like, it's corny. We're in the 20th century, 21st century.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then they just have the reference to it. Oh, yeah, can we also talk about the weird, like, camera angle they did that one time when he's, like, trying to find the killer and, like, it's like a
pole. Oh, yeah, I love that. Like, They were just probably, like, new GoPro technology. We got to use some of these ones.
Someone's like, yo, I found this GoPro stick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah! It's such a big-ass camera to him. Flash Thompson. I like him a little bit.
Yeah, he's actually good in this one. He's like, I like how he's not, like, heavily involved, but you can see a little bit of character growth in him.
Yeah, I like the scene where he's like, just trying to say, I'm sorry, man. Cool. Good scene. But it's so obvious that, like, how do these people not know he's Spider-Man? He does a shit job
at hiding. They probably just see him beat up every day in school, and they're like, who beat on Peter again today? Yesterday? Yeah.
And why is he? Why can he jump, like, 50 feet?
Oh, yeah, the lab part, yeah, still.
I mean, just in front of a lot of people, man. I just feel like it's not a good idea.
It's like what we've talked about. Also, in Invincible, if you see a superhero, like, your mind won't. Yeah, that.
You would.
No.
George Stacy, John, do you like
You the literally man? Defended that in Invincible.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I hate Invincible.
Oh, okay.
George Stacy. Good?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I like
that. Why is he so mean?
He's a cop.
No, but he's like...
Okay. He's a cop. He's a cop dad.
I do like that he's corrupt, though.
What?
When he's like, I'm not going to out the lizard because he wrote a good note for my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he just doesn't believe Peter's telling the truth.
He gives his exact motivation for this.
Okay, Jack.
When he's...
But then he goes up and asks... He's like, can I get everything we have on Kurt...
Keeps on down. He's like, Kurt Connors would never... He wrote my daughter a note to college. Like,
he thinks he's a good guy is the point.
I know. But come on, man. Dumbass.
What? Okay, let's say this, Jack. Hypothetically,
John, face the camera.
Let's say, hypothetically, a high school student comes into your office. You're the captain.
Yeah.
You've never seen a superhero or anything like this before. Yeah. You've just seen normal people. Comes into your office and tells you that there's a fucking lizard running around, and it's Dr. Curtis Connors, the guy who's only been nice to you.
Yeah. I'd be like, I do remember him experimenting on lizards a couple times. Like, that's like kind of all he's been doing for the last couple of years.
The point I also took it as kind of the point is like the science is like so advanced that like this captain obviously wouldn't even understand or think this is possible.
But, like, baseline, right? He has a lot of lizards in his room. Like, that's like a... Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Do you think he's been there?
Like, he is. Baseline, this guy's probably writing papers on the fact that, like, binding human DNA with lizard DNA? There's a big fucking lizard! Who could it be? I don't know.
Interesting, it's also because no one wants to believe it.
But why? See, I don't like scientists scare me. I don't trust them. They have the fate of the world in their hands. What?
Doc Ock.
I knew that was from somewhere.
Did you actually not realize?
Anyway, trivia time, baby. Guess what?
What?
Michael Cera was considered.
For Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay, there's a long list, right? So I didn't write them down. I wrote the funniest one singularly down. Every single dude with brown hair that was like someone 20 to 30 years old and had a young face was considered. Literally everyone. Anyone from Twilight.
Was Vin Diesel considered?
Vin Diesel's... Well. Hey, family. You know what was considered, though? Michael Jackson.
Shut up. I thought you were serious for a second. Like,
anyway. No, but like, Michael Cera, I think, could pull it off.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson was considered.
Doesn't surprise me.
No. He's not Spider-Man, though.
No, he's not.
He's a maniac. I'd say he would be a good Batman. Donald Glover was... There was a petition, you know about this?
Yeah, for him to be
Spider-Man. And Miles Morales?
Mm-hmm.
Not really, though.
Yeah.
Because the writer adopted a black daughter. It was like, it's black people in New York, so why would he be white now? That was the thought process, but attaboy, Donald Glover. Maybe he'll be in... Oh, I was going to say, maybe it'll be Miles Morales in, like, Spider-Man No Way Home, but it's going to be The Rock.
What?
You saw the leak?
What?
The Rock's going to be Miles Morales.
No, well, I thought you were also talking about the fact that he's in the movie as the uncle. I thought that's what you were going to fucking mention.
No, but it's like alternate universe.
An alternate universe where he somehow ends up as Miles and not the uncle?
Alternate universe, man. Damn it, why can't I find it? It was so funny. Whoa. Wait, no. Hang on. I gotta find this, bro. Come on. Recent, maybe.
What are we looking for right now? Oh, God, no.
It's true, John.
No.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it.
The Rock is Miles Morales in No Way Home. You didn't see the plot leak? Anyway. Also, last piece of news. Andrew Garfield was older than Tobey Maguire.
I know.
He was 29 when he made this movie. But he threw on like a long-sleeve shirt and a shirt on top of it.
And he looked young.
He rode a skateboard and looked young.
He looks really young here, though.
His youthful energy, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think even Maguire has an old man energy.
Well, like, even in the first movie, I'm not gonna lie, Toby looks like he's like 50.
My back. My back. He looks younger in the second than he does in the first. He gives big boy energy in the first. All right, John. Ready for ratings and reviews?
Yeah. Enjoyment.
A.
I give him an plus. A plus. I thought you were just gonna say A. That makes me happy, Jack.
But score.
I give it
4.
4.5.
4.5, John. Is it even close? 3. Nah, I'll save that for the correct one.
No.
4 out of 5 stars from Jack Robinson. Check me in on Letterboxd.
Wow. It's crazy, man.
Anyway, that's the video. We hope you enjoyed. Let us know your thoughts down below. Check us out on Instagram. Instagram, the metaverse, and TikTok at Warboard Podcast.
We're gonna have to add the metaverse to our outro.
Oh my gosh. Check us out, do podcast live, metaverse, baby. Spotify, you know it. Apple Music, you know it. We have the podcast with exclusive segments you can't find anywhere else at Warboard Podcast. Thank you for watching or listening, or both. And both. Goodbye.
Goodbye.